Welcome back once again to the Community Corner here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7. Craig Montin with you here this morning discussing lots of stuff happening around the area. And we're going to come back with our second interview here today. And this is someone who is no stranger to us here on KWHI. That is Jennifer Eckerman today. And good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Craig. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for coming in. And tell us a little about what it is that your official title is, by the way.
I am Tourism and Marketing Director for the city these days.
And, of course, that you do a lot with also with stuff here in downtown as well.
Yes, still work with Main Street and this great event.
And, of course, a lot of stuff happening in downtown you guys do throughout the year. Of course, you know, Hot Nights, Cool Tunes is just a huge event that you guys started out with that. Mm-hmm. And you also do a lot of stuff with the Barnhill Center in downtown. But also coming up next weekend is an event that you guys have been doing for quite a few years now.
This is our eighth year. We started in 2012. You know, this event was something that we saw other communities doing and having great success with. And we decided to jump right in. And it has been, it's been a success and really a fairly easy event to put on and one that everybody enjoys. The merchants enjoy it. There's not a lot of work about closing streets and mm-hmm. things like that. So we've been very fortunate with the weather over these, you know, these last the last 7 years. And we're very hopeful mm-hmm. that January 19th will be we'll have the sun shining
there,
on that day. That
go.
Would be great.
And, of course, we're talking about the Uptown Swirl. And let's just talk about, you know, get right into it. What is it? What's the Uptown Swirl?
So it's a wine walk around stores that are located in downtown Brenham in our National Register District. We have stores that participate by agreeing to sample different wines. And we've been working with HEB. This will be our second year to work with them. And they're able to supply us with a great variety of wines. And so you walk all around downtown from one end, I would say Herman's on one end to the bus depot on the other end of town, just sampling different wines. And there's something to eat in every location, too. Each of the merchants will have a little something to snack on. But it's just a very enjoyable, relaxing way to spend an afternoon and early evening.
There you go. And, of course, HB, Chris Gore over there, I'm sure he's got a lot of hands on it in telling you guys, you know, this is what we're going to do. And because he's very wise
Chris
with this.
Chris is really very helpful to us and has been for a couple of years. So we really count on him. And I think it's a great event that's good for HEB, too. So it's mm-hmm. been a great partnership.
Yeah. And a lot of people, when they talk about wine, like, well, I only like this type of wine. I only drink this type of wine. Mm-hmm. What kind of wines are you going to have? Do we know yet for the Uptown Swirl?
Well, we do know that, you know, there are people who are, you know, red wine drinkers or mm-hmm. white wine or sweet or not mm-hmm. sweet. And so we always try to have a good mix of all of those so that people, there's something for everyone. And, you know, one of the kind of fun things that we started doing that Ant Street has helped us do is we get wines for the merchants from all over the world. We're not picky. We just want some mm-hmm. really good wines for people to be able to sample. But Ant Street really has their niche, which is they sample there all of the local wines, the wines from the local wineries. And they usually have some kind of fun things happening down there, too. So we know that they are going to have some special treats down there. So everybody's going to want to stop by and check out what is going on over at Ant Street in their ballroom that day.
There you go. And, of course, so all the wine tastings will be taking place inside the local shop. So you're very encouraged to, you know, peruse the wares.
Exactly. Yes. And, you know, sometime you'll be standing in line and we encourage people to look around. It's always fun to hear from people who it might be their first time, but they're amazed at what we have downtown, what our stores are offering downtown. So it's a way to get people downtown and just see all that we have to offer and hopefully become long-term customers for mm-hmm. for our local businesses.
Okay. And will be anything else going on besides, you know, the wine tasting in the shopping in downtown?
You know, we I'm not sure how many years it's been, but we have a couple of the guys from Blue Grooves who come and they'll be playing at the gazebo most of the afternoon. So it makes the strolling from location to location a lot of fun and just a great atmosphere. But there's plenty in each of the stores to keep people occupied, and then just that great background music for the trip between sampling.
Just real laid back.
Very laid back and enjoyable at your own pace. Yes,
okay.
Correct.
And so say you go to one of these places and you find this one wine that you're like, I really like this wine. Uh-huh. Will they be able to purchase it anywhere downtown, or have to
it
go?
Won't be for sale downtown, but you can find it at HEB.
Everything will be at
and
HEB.
And that's one of the great things, too, that we found is really when people even come in from out of town, they can find these wines at their HEB.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it easy for everyone to be able to find whatever wines they are able to sample that really appeal to them.
Have you ever seen the wine selection at HEB here? It's huge.
It's quite amazing. It is.
It's a lot.
It is quite amazing.
And how they know exactly what everything
it just,
is.
Yeah, it just goes to show you how, I mean, wine is just so popular.
Yeah.
And that's why these events are just so much fun to put mm-hmm. on, because you are really able to appeal to a wide audience. And this one did so well, you know, that we added the summer sip. So mm-hmm. We've been doing that for a couple of years, and well, that'll be, you know, next on our list of wine walks
busy.
Is this summer.
All right. Now, let's talk about people who maybe want to take part in this. How do you get a ticket to
okay,
take part
so,
in this?
Okay, so a ticket is really a glass. You have to have the 2019 Uptown Swirl glass, and those can be ordered online. And if you order it online at downtownbrenham.com/swirl, you can pick up your glass the day of the event at a table we have set up at the gazebo. Now, if there is rain going that day, we will set up at the visitor center at the Barnhill. But every year so far, mm-hmm. we've been able to have those glasses and information available there at the gazebo. So you can get it online, or you can buy glasses at the visitor center or at any of the participating merchants downtown. So most of your retailers downtown right now have those glasses for sale, and we have 25 different stores participating.
Oh wow, that's a lot of wine.
It's a lot of wine, but you know, like we talked about, not everybody likes every wine.
Yeah.
So people are able to go and try different things. We try to have a red and a white at each location. It doesn't always work that way, but that's kind of our mm-hmm. goal.
Okay, and of course, if somebody is thinking, well, I don't know, I want to wait and see, you know, if the weather, and I don't know, something may pop up. Can they purchase some wine glasses day of if we have any left over,
we will have them there at the gazebo on that day. Our sales are brisk, mm-hmm. I would say, right now. But yes, definitely, if we have any glasses left, we'll have them there on Saturday.
All right. And speaking of ordering the glasses in advance, is there a cutoff on that on the, online?
The cutoff will be Friday
next Friday
before, so the 18th, January
okay.
18th.
So up until the day before, you can still
uh-huh.
order them
up
on.
Up to the day before, you could still order online.
Okay. And also in the various shops.
And then at the different shops.
Okay.
Yes.
And how much are those going to be this year?
The glasses are now, starting January 1st, they're at $40. And, you know, around 50 different types of wine to sample. So
again, it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And we don't encourage people to sample everything.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are, like we said, red or white, sweet mm-hmm. or not.
But it's also a good chance to, because it's such a small sampling, you go through, like, you know, I don't like this, but I'm going to try it, and maybe also, the other one I had, I didn't like, but this one I do, because
right.
each one.
That's one of the great things about having so
different.
Many different wines to try. And it's just a sample. It's just a tasting, a half mm-hmm. ounce tasting. So it seems to be something that really appeals, because people are able to try something new
mm-hmm.
without having to buy a whole bottle of wine.
Exactly. There you go. And you're committed to a whole bottle.
Exactly.
At that point.
Exactly.
And this one, you can try different ones.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. Anything else to go over? We covered it quite a bit.
I think we've pretty much covered everything. We're looking forward to it. It's always a fun event. And it's not easy to put on an event that everybody is happy with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we found with this event. So it's one that we always look forward to hosting, and hope everybody comes out and enjoys a weekend in downtown Brenham.
Yeah. So if anybody has any questions about it, who do they contact for
they
questions?
They can go to downtownbrenham.com/swirl.
It's all right there online.
It's all right there online.
Okay. All right. And of course, the tickets are on at the same, or glasses, I should say, are this, at the same place. And
the same location online or at any of the participating merchants.
Okay. And will there be a map showing where the different places will...
Yes, I'm glad you asked about that, Greg. We do put out a map each year that will be available at the gazebo, and people can see exactly what wines are being sampled at each location. And it gives them an opportunity to mark down, you know, I really like this wine. Because it's easy, if you're going to 25 different places, to forget, now, where was that wine that I really like?
Yeah.
So you can make a mark on that map, and then you have that map to take with you to HEB or something to purchase more if you'd like.
There you go. And of course, if you want to stop off there, you know, not only shopping, but, you know, plenty of places to eat downtown as well. So
exactly.
It's a whole day.
Yeah. It's, you can enjoy eating at one of the great restaurants downtown before the event, or stick around afterwards and have dinner.
Yeah. And I guess we need to talk about the what's the time frame of it going to be?
It is from 3 to 7 p.m. So we will start, we normally start handing out the online, the glasses that were sold online about 2, so that people can be ready and start wherever they want to on the map. But that way people can get them and be ready to go at 3.
Okay. And you order online, I guess you'll have just have like a little receipt type thing. You'll say, I ordered a glass and...
Usually have some little receipt or something that you've gotten from PayPal or your credit card to show that that you've purchased it. And we have a list of all of everybody. So
just mark
normally,
up a name.
You can just come up. We have it broken down by first letter of last name, so people can step up, give us their name, and it usually runs very smoothly that way.
Okay. All right, starting at 2 o'clock for the pickup glasses.
And the wine tasting at 3.
There we go. All right.
Okay.
Should I recommend? Appreciate you coming in and talking
with us. Thank you for having me. We're looking forward to this.
Looking forward. And a lot of people come down to this, right?
Yeah. So the more the merrier. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Not going to turn anybody away.
We are not.
There we go. Thank you. Have a good one. Hope and good luck to you guys that come up next weekend for the Uptown Swirl.
Okay. Thank you,
there
Craig.
There we go. Another event coming up next weekend. A fun time with that one. I tell you what, my mother-in-law and wife have gone to a couple of times, and they enjoy it immensely, sampling all the different wines and just meeting the people in downtown for the Uptown Swirl. So hope you enjoy that as well. We'll do it all again next Tuesday, folks. Another event coming up around the area for us to discuss on the Community Corner. Again, if you have an event happening that you want to get on the Community Corner, want us to discuss, interview about, and get the information out there to the people, let us know about it and call us here in the offices at 979-836-3655, or you can email Holly Ryder. She is our promotions director. She's at promotions@ktex.com. Give us a couple weeks, a month out would be better to get these things booked up, because we do have these out in advance to get them scheduled in the proper times. But give us a little bit of time to get yours on the schedule. Talk about your event on the Community Corner right here on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7.